Israel has long exercised a policy of indiscriminate arrests of Palestinian protesters, including minors, a policy which has been recently escalated following days of protests and hunger strikes by Palestinians against the harsh treatment of thousands of their inmates in Israeli jails. An escalation in the arrests of Palestinian minors has prompted human rights groups to voice concern over Israeli forces targeting minors in the occupied territories.
And we used to the Israeli occupation that they are targeting the youth, and there is very they have their reason behind this. They think that they, by targeting the youth, they will break the youth, and the youth, because the youth is the one who is active in the actions and the activities and politically, so they want to break them. That's why they start with even younger generations, like with the kids, with children, and arrest lots of children, especially for that. And the best example is Silwan. Silwan is in the last 2 years, they arrest 1,700 children. We are talking below 15.
Lawyers from Prisoner Support and Human Rights Association Admir say Israeli prison officials interrogate children and use psychological forms of interrogation to suppress the resistance of the Palestinian population. They add that some psychological implication of such interrogation on minors is that they often do not return to school and experience psychological damages.
There's a lot of children that are being arrested that are used to gather information about the community. So in places such as where there's demonstrations like Nabi Saleh or Bil'in, there will be a lot of young children that are arrested and they'll be put in interrogations. Their families don't know where they are. They don't have access to a lawyer. They don't know their rights because they're just young children.
Hundreds of Palestinian children under the age of 18, including minors under the age of 15, have been detained and jailed by the Israeli army. Under Israeli military law and in breach of international conventions, there's been no provision for an attorney or family member to be present at a time of getting confession from a detained child. On Thursday, Israel released three Palestinian minors held in detention facilities in the custody of Palestinian authorities. They were charged with throwing stones at the Israeli army. Although the three Palestinian minors have now been released from detention, Palestinian human rights groups are further concerned with Tel Aviv's policy of continued escalation of arrests of Palestinian minors, including subjecting them to forms of torture, solitary confinement, and abuse. Nell Burden, Press TV, Occupied Nablus.